This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez. I'm so glad you guys decided to join with me today. The weather, by the way, is pretty outside. It's not too hot, not too cold. Of course, we're heading towards that sort of cool, chilly weather, but hey, you know what? At the moment, it is the perfect weather here in my city, so I am not complaining by far. And you know, one thing I love about Thoughts Become Things show is I love to be able to bring forth diverse things about maybe from the Bible to, you know, universal laws and principles, you know, to things basically that we are, you know, we can activate in our own lives and live by. You know, there's nothing better in life than realizing just how powerful you are and knowing that you can shift your life at any given moment from a thought. You can shift your life at any given moment from an action. But something within all of us, guess what, has been given this power from God that actually says, change your thoughts, change your life. You know, if you don't like your life, change it. You know, I love the scripture that talks about, choose you this day, you know, whom you will serve. In other words, what that means in the original language is, what are you going to give your energy towards today? Whatever you give your energy towards, that's what's going to work for you. And that's so true and so relevant for all of us, you know? And so today I wanted to sort of share with you a little bit more on the Bible side to actually bring out the understanding of my brand new book and the comprehensive study guide that goes along with it, which is called The Prophet's Blueprint. It's The co-title is called The Etymology of Prophecy. So it's The Prophet's Blueprint, The Etymology of Prophecy. Now, the etymology of prophecy, what that word means basically is the origins of that. What are the origins? What are the beginnings? What is it about prophecy that we can dive into to discover the power of the inside of it? You know, how it can be effective and how it can work for us. And so within my book, The Prophet's Blueprint and the Comprehensive Study Guide, I talk about issues such as the prophetic voice. Now, I believe God's voice can be spoken to us either audibly, in our heart, in our mind, gut level feeling, you know, just walking in it, just knowing in the split millisecond that you're just walking out what you feel like God is telling you as you're walking. And so there's a lot of different ways to hear God. I like to use it in the science way too, and that is, you know, line up with the vibration. God's prophetic voice is the vibration. It is a frequency that echoes throughout the universe, and I got to be able to stay in tune with that frequency. You know, when we're dealing with law of attraction, we're dealing with a vibration, right? What vibrations are you putting out there? You know, what are you putting out there that you're trying to attract in your life? Because everything knows in the universe as far as frequencies that like attracts like. Vibrations that are similar and alike connect with themselves, which is the exact same way neurons in the brain do. So if you think about it from a science and biblical point of view, you're thinking about, I need to stay in the vein, the portal, the frequency of that voice that radiates and echoes within my beingness, that changes my life, changes my mind, changes my body, changes my soul, that brings it to a higher place. And everyone knows the higher vibrations are like love and joy and happiness and peace. Those are higher vibrations, right? And so when you're dealing with God's powerful prophetic word, you're dealing with that anointed word that comes forth like fire that actually changes and shifts and reshapes everything about our lives. And within the book, the Prophet's Blueprint, The Etymology of Prophecy, I dive into the code of the prophetic voice, to know what that means and how it works within us and how deep it goes within us. The Bible says, deep crieth into deep, which means there's a depth in us that prophecy begins to get into our belly and awaken. And many people say to themselves, oh, I can't ever work that job. I'm not educated enough. I'm overweight. I'm underweight. I'm not good looking enough to do this, to do that. All these paradigms that you have built and you are creating, for lack of better words, creating in your world, in your life, they're working for you. And the more you, quote unquote, prophesy it out of your mouth and decree it, it's going to be established in your life, in your sphere of influence, and you're right, you won't get that job. This won't work for you. And other people will view you as ugly as you see yourself. Other people will view you as beautiful as you see yourself beautiful. You know, no matter what it is you're putting out there, you know, what you're convincing yourself to be and to act like is what other people will see you as being the same exact thing. Because all people can do is mirror the very thing you're putting out there of how you see yourself, right? So within the book, I deal with also the gift awakened, which means when you are in that power of God's prophetic voice, whether it's to be prophecy through someone else, or maybe you're hearing God's voice for yourself in a prayer closet, whatever, it's time to awaken. That word awakens us to a deeper level, shifting paradigms. So here's where I draw the line, okay? I'll explain this to you. When people tell me, you know, oh, God's word, you know, in my life, it does this, it does that, you know, but I don't have a breakthrough, then I always say, then you're not listening to the word of God then. Because the word of God always brings forth and shifts an awakening. Its job is to destroy the paradigms that are of limitation. Think about that. God's prophetic voice does nothing more, for lack of better words, than destroying the paradigms of your limitation, right? I mean, look at Elijah. Hey, Elijah, get up and go to Zarephath. What does that do? Shifted and broke the paradigm of him staying there, staying put by the ravine, by the brook. You know, you think of people like Abraham. Hey, Abraham, I'm calling you to be the father of many nations. What did that do? It just broke the paradigm of him being just, and the Bible mentions about coming back from, you know, war and stuff. And so it deals with the fact of, you know, hey, it broke him. It shattered his paradigm to say, wait a minute, I'm a father and of many nations? Hold on, wait a minute. And in fact, it changed him so much that he got in tune with that new vibration of that sound of the abundance of rain from God's voice, that it changed his name even, his natural name from Abram to Abraham. So God's word changes the nature of who we are. The word name means nature. So there's a new nature that is transforming us when we give in to a true word of the Lord and understand that vibration is potent to shift and change everything. See, I'm not really concerned, to be honest with you, about changing the nations, as people say. And the prophetic move, they just thrive on that. Change the nations. You know, you prophesy to the nations. The truth is, I have a sphere of influence. And if I can't affect my sphere of influence, I will never affect anything greater or bigger than me. Think about that. I mean, think about the fact of, you know, be faithful to small things before you're faithful to rule over many things. So many people get these prophetic words as far as you're going to prophesy to the nations, and yet that sounds great and wonderful, but it's not biblical. Hello? Because you got to be faithful in the arena first of your sphere of influence. Be faithful in the city, in your town, in your family. Be faithful with the small things first. Because if you think God's going to put you on an international scale when you can't even master something small, you think God's going to put you in charge of delivering His word like that without your even faithfulness to anything that's small that he gave you or through your way, and you abused it? No, absolutely not. So am I concerned about prophesying the nations? Not really. I'm concerned, first of all, about changing my sphere of influence. If I can change my heart, and if God's word that I receive can actually, you know, metamorphosize my life into something great, then I know it's effective, then I know I'm qualified, then I'd be able to get out there because God's verified me and author and debutized me. Are you with me? That's a key thing I want you to see today. And so, don't be caught up in buzzwords. The prophetic move is so full of buzzwords. Be faithful with who you are. Be faithful with whatever God speaks to you. Don't be the person that says, ooh, that wasn't so detailed. That didn't tell me about, you know, a whole lot of what I don't know. You know, because what if God is challenging you to say, well, that's your problem. You know by your flesh too much of your personal life, and you're not allowing any flexibility for me to share with you what I want to say about your personal life. Come on. And so when people say that to you, you got to remember, hey, wait a minute, stop. That doesn't fall back on my shoulders. That falls back on yours. Which means God is trying to show you that obviously the things that you say are, oh, nothing new under the sun, that's just confirmation, nothing new for me, then maybe God is saying, that's your problem. That's your problem. The things you know are not working for you now. So guess what? I'm trying to get you to shift that area, that arena of your life, right? So prophecy should always bring you to a place of awakening and shifting and changing from one paradigm into an unlimitedness of God's mindset. Another one I deal with in the book is called seers and prophets. Now, let me explain this to you. All seers are prophets, but not all prophets are seers. There's audio and visual effects within each prophetic voice, and you got to be able to know how to fine-tune your own gifting to know exactly which one's your strength, which one's maybe your weakness, which one do you need to do. And then that opens up another can of worms to be able to really realize that if it is a visual thing, how does that come about? What am I supposed to be looking for? How can I exercise that type of spiritual gift as far as strengthening the muscles of my spiritual gift? Or even if I'm an audio person, how does that, you know, how do I stretch that within my life? Well, in the book, I teach you how. All right. I also talk about the before time was. This is one of my favorite chapters because most people don't realize the prophetic voice of God has been in us before the foundation of the world. And yes, you did exist before you were in your mother's womb. Ask Jeremiah. Because the word comes from yada, okay, which means intimacy or intercourse. Before I knew you, I yada'd you. That means that I knew you intimately, and it actually means intercourse. Now, it doesn't mean God had sex with us, okay, just for some of you who are like, oh my God, no. It means He's intercoursed us by impregnating us with a power of our own authenticity, our own giftings, to where we come to the earth. I don't come into this world from the heavenlies just stupid, you know. And yes, I'm having to learn stuff as I get older, but it doesn't mean I'm not packed full of that power that vibrates in my being the rest of my life, because it is. And so I deal with that type of aspect. I want you. That's why it's very important to get this book and this Sunday guide, because it's going to teach you a lot of different things. I talk about synchronicities and signs, how they line up with prophecy and the prophetic voice that you are. I talk about everything from how God's prophetic word bubbles up in you. You know, you got to remember that there's a fire in you that needs to shoot up in your bones, which is God's word of prophecy. And that means you need to vibrate or radiate or constantly being the frequency of that voice that is constantly shaking you, because guess what? It shakes you to awake you, right? Earthquakes in the earth are healthy for the earth. People say, oh my gosh, the earthquakes are sign of the times. Guess what, folks? We've had earthquakes since day one. Since the planet began, we've had earthquakes, okay? And so you have to remember, earthquakes actually release the pressure of the platelets of the earth, right? And so that's needed. If it didn't, this planet would, God knows, probably blow up, right? And so when you look at that, you realize pressure and platelets and to release itself of earthquake and shaking are very healthy for you. God's word will shake you and quake you, and as it does that, it keeps you at a place where you are not building up pressure, hello, within inside of you, of any type of anxiety, depression, woundedness, rejection, abandonment. No, guess what? Because that stuff will bleed through your prophetic word, you know, which can, if you don't allow God to depressurize you in the sense of allowing you to constantly shift and shake you with His word. Are you with me? So these are important things. And there's a lot more of the chapters within this book and the study guide, but I just wanted to sort of share that with you guys because I felt like in my spirit today that you guys really needed to hear about this book and study guide. It's very important that you download or order this book and study guide. Because if you do, and as you do, it's going to begin to change the way you listen. It'll change your life of what the voice does. It'll make you understand that you as well are a vessel that God wants to sort of pour into His that vibrating sound of the abundance of rain through His prophetic word to get other people, and how that even affects you, the person who is delivering the word. So just because you're getting a download for somebody else doesn't mean it's just blessing them and sort of changing their life. If you're impregnated with something that came from the heavens, no matter what it is, it's still changing you as well. Whether it's not even for you, because it's vibrating in you. And things that vibrate, guess what? Vibrates whatever it is it's inside of as well. So these are the things I want you to begin to understand and get. This is, I guarantee you, this book and study guide will be things in there that you've never read from any prophetic minister. Because I don't believe in being religious. I don't believe in being, you know, and being, living in a safety zone, you know, of just, hey, God's word says this. This is what you do. You just believe it and go for it. I don't believe that. I believe we should also hear the voice of the Heavenly Father that is echoing through science. Echoing through everywhere. Everyone on this planet has that voice of God in them. And it's important that we pay attention to the details, that everything in creation is shaking and quaking because God's word is constantly vibrating in everything on this planet, saying, let there be light, let there be life, let there be water, let there be, you know, the coming forth of leaves, let there be a growth with a spurt within Jeremy, let there be that word is constantly vibrating in all creation. That's why within atoms, there's a reverberating sound. Hello. I think about atoms, you think of electrons, protons, and neutrons. There's a reverberating sound in each atom. So there's literally a sound that is vibrating in every atom. What do you think that is? What do you think that hollow space is? It's the voice of God. spoken through all the universe and creation and every living being and every living person and everything that moves upon the planet, as it says in Genesis, those atoms are keeping it intact by the voice of God. So it's not like you're saying, oh, I'm so far away from God's voice. If you're sitting in a chair, if you're living in a home made of wood, unless it's from a different planet, you know, or even if it is from a different planet, guess what? Still atoms, right? And so no matter where you are, you're surrounded by atoms because you are atoms. Okay? That means you are surrounded by everything in you, outside of you, around you, that have a reverberating sound within every trillion quadruple atoms that there are in this universe. I don't think there's even a number to even put on that atom, you know, on those atoms. And so that's where you have to begin to realize that God is telling you, you can't escape my voice. You're in the vibration. Whether you want to be in the vibration or not, you're in the vibration, folks. Are you with me? So don't say to yourself, oh gosh, where's God? I can't hear him. No, you know what? You're proving to yourself that you don't understand the power of science and the unseen world of the supernatural. Because God is always vibrating in the seen and the unseen. He's in every single thing because he's the atom. Are you with me? These are things I want you to begin to really dive into. And so today, go to the website, identitynetwork.net, and when you do, it should be on the homepage, but if it's not, just put in the Prophet's Blueprint, okay? Now, what I've done also is I've actually included the study guide and the book actually in a series that is really potent, and it's called Extreme Prophetic Training Series, where you get a big bundle of my books on prophecy and prophets and seers and how to see and all that fun stuff. So I would say, when you go to the website, you can either put in Prophet's Handbook, Prophet's Blueprint, and it's automatically going to pull up as a combo to download those two, study guide and book, or order the hard copies of the book and study guide, and I'll autograph it for you. Or you can put in Extreme Prophetic Training Series, and it'll give you those two books along with five others with some study guides that will totally, radically transform you and give you every single piece and bit of prophecy, seeing, seers, prophets, everything you ever want to know. Because it truly is an extreme prophetic training series. So either one of those I'm going to say get, all right? But the Prophet's Handbook combo is going to be right up your alley, and it's going to help you to understand. And I guarantee you, so many people have read this and said, that makes a lot of sense to me now. Like, I was thinking this, I never heard anybody say it, but you said it, Jeremy, and it brought so much of a settling and a foundationally grounded, you know, peace in my spirit, because that's what I like to do. I love to be able to bring it to where we can break it down for people. The hard things and the science things and the God things and the Bible things, because all of it works together. Are you with me? And so go today and order the Prophet's Blueprint, or order Extreme Prophetic Training Series that includes that. And you'll get other books with it as well. So guys and gals, have a great day. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.